What's up, prayer watchers? Welcome to Midnight Prayer Watch. I am your most humble host, Delta, and I am so grateful that you've decided to tune in. This is part two of last week's episode. Oh my goodness, did we leave you hanging last week? Do you have some built-up anticipation for what else is to come as the conclusion of our episode is here? And so we just had to split it into two parts because we wanted to give you all time to digest the revelation, the realness of what is to come. And so without further ado, let's get into part two. Okay, he intentionally waited. He waited for the armies to get close so that they could see his miracle working power, because he wanted them to know, oh, so can your Pharaoh do this though? And this is the man that you're following. So I'm gonna need y'all to back up off of him and know that I am who I am, okay? So turn away from your wicked ways and come on over here in the righteousness, okay? You wanna be in his righteousness path, because can he do this? I didn't think so. This is what I'm saying, y'all. Like, let's really start to receive this. The miracle wasn't just for the Israelites. Like, we have a father that has a plan that is so intricate, that is so complex, that we don't even know it. We can't even see it. That's the thing. It's like, we got to catch it in the faith, in the spirit. That's why he says that we have to make sure that that faith inside of us, the fruit of the spirit, that we continue to run that race, right? What did we say about that? Run that good, that fight, that good fight, and fight that good fight of faith, because we need that in order to see everything that he's doing, lest we fall into temptation. Okay, that ultimate plan that he has working for our good is going to be easy because of what we've been trained to think that we're seeing is not working out for our good. What we've been trained to think is fear, is destruction, is really redemption. Oh my goodness. Woo! Can y'all get that? Can y'all catch that? Like, Abba was not playing. He was like, oh, I'm not just out here to deliver y'all. What y'all think is about y'all is really about all of y'all. Because he said, not one does he want to go into eternal damnation, but he would have all come into eternity with him. And so can you imagine, like, being an Israelite and being like, ooh, knowing that, like, you're going to have us out here about to be half killed because you want these people that trying to kill us, that was just whipping my sister the night before, you're going to have this person? And he said, yes, because who I am, who I am. And that's love. Think about that. Think about that love, y'all. That's a different type of, like, when I read that, I was like, oh my goodness, I don't understand. I just had to ask the Lord, because I'm still like, so you're trying to say that this love, that perfect love that casts out all fear, is truly for everybody? Like, I know we know that, but do we know that? I feel like this generation is always saying that twice. Like, you got to say it's not real. It's real, real. Like, this is just that new generation thing. But do we know that this love is for everybody? And that's why he says you're supposed to love your brother. You're supposed to love your neighbor. And so I just had to start there, because I said, I don't understand it, Lord. I would have been like, you know, at this point, these people, I mean, people got like, what do you call Brandon being a slave, you know, who knows what unspeakable horrors these armies of Pharaoh have done to the Israelites. But yet he still was trying to save them in the midst of the miracle that he was redeeming the Israelites. He was looking for those people in the armies to be like, I am not on the right side. I am on the wrong side. I need to get on this side to righteousness. So I had to just start with that because that one just blew my mind. And I was like, oh my goodness, I still don't understand, but I'm just asking for a spirit of understanding and a spirit of wisdom, because it's hard. It's hard out here to really catch what is really just, like he said, walking by faith and not by sight. It's hard. It's not easy, because what do I always say? It's not for everybody. So the other thing I wanted to just wash us in the word with y'all is what we talk about all the time when it comes to fear. So I'm going to put the scripture on the screen for 2 Timothy 1:7. So for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And this is something that honestly I struggle with so much. And it's crazy because it gets rooted in so many things. It's like I can't even see it anymore. Like it feels like I'm angry. It feels like it's depression. It feels like it's agitation. And then all the way down the layers, it just happens to be fear. And this is the thing, is like, he has not called us to be afraid, because he's already said we have the authority to cancel all of these things, to trample over serpents and scorpions, over all power of the enemy. Luke 10:19. Loose that over myself all the time. But it's like if you don't believe that, that unbelief sneaks in there. It's like God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But just so you know, that this love that he's saying that we have, if we are not catching that and we are allowing any bit of fear to creep in, any bit of fear to take place and get ground inside of us, then trust me, those things that you fear eventually will start to manifest. And that scares me like nothing else. So it's like, it's a cycle and I'm trying to break free. So I'm working out this thing with y'all too. But I know the first thing that has to happen is we got to start in the word and really just catch hold. So if there's something today that is stopping you from really holding on to this power, this love and sound mind, if it's something that's stopping you from being in a place where you know that you're afraid of stepping out into your true purpose, if it's something that's stopping you even now from believing that you're even going to be here next week to be able to walk in this purpose, then I am submitting to you this scripture right now. You gotta say this over your life. You gotta say this. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And that power that he gives us, that's that dunamis power. That power that is able to do all things according to what's inside of us. And we just got to give it back to him. We just got to come into agreement with it and ask him to just do what he said he would do. And he does it. And he's done it multiple times. And he never fails to do it in the word. And he gives us examples of what happens, i.e. Job, when you are succumbed to this fear. And, you know, and this is just a small allusion, but Job was afraid that his children would curse God. And what happened? The children cursed God, and they didn't end up so well at the end of Job. So at that, if anything, that's the fear of God inside of you that should drive you to cast out whatever is in your mind that is stopping you from moving forward into what you're being tugged to, because that tugging, I'm telling you, is a divine assignment on your life. And that's what he's calling us all to, is manifesting what he has created inside of us. The work that he started inside of us, he wants to complete. And so we've got to stop coming into agreement. And I mean, it's not even coming into agreement in our actions, but it's entertaining that thought. It's clicking on that link, that article that says, do you know that you could get this cancer by the age of blah, blah, blah? Or do you know that this virus is coming into your country in a theater near you? Or do you know that this particular book that you need to read could stop you from passing away 10 years earlier. I'm just saying, there's so many different avenues that the enemy uses to trick you into getting into agreement with fear. And we got to call them out, y'all. I am here to tell you that do not be deceived. Fear is coming in many shapes, forms, and sizes. And you have to be washed in the word. You have to be looking with a discerning eye to be able to stop it from manifesting in your life. And that's intentional. It cannot be indirect. It cannot be, I'll get to it when I feel like it. You got to intentionally face this thing, okay? I'm facing it with you because ain't nobody, and let me be clear, ain't no devil or demon going to take me out before I complete the assignment that the Lord has on my life. And I declare it in Jesus' name. And we got to all stand in belief, stand together and unite and say we will live and not die and declare the mighty works of the Lord. So I just wanted to start with that, okay? Spread that power, that love, that sound mind over yourself. Wash yourself in this word and just make sure that you are doing this continually because, as we know, the enemy is crafty and you might cast him out, excuse me, one time and like, okay, that thought came and that was good. Yep, Lord, I'm keeping moving. And they come back in with something else. And trust me, it don't look the same every time. It could be a book, an article. It could be a person. It could be a family member. Okay, so just be careful and be cautious. And I also wanted to just go over this particular scripture that I think really talks about what we were discussing even earlier in the Midnight Prayer Watch when we first just did our introductory prayer when I prayed us in. And this is in Ephesians 3, starting with verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And again, that's Ephesians 3, 17 to 20. So this simply is just getting us back into the space where we don't even know it. Okay. I mean, this was the analogy that I had pop into my mind when I was thinking about how cookie cutter love has started to become in our society. Because we talk about love so nonchalantly, like that word is thrown around so much, like without even really thinking about it. And I was doing a study in the Japanese language. They have a character that is in kanji. And for anybody that knows the Japanese language, or any of my Japanese prayer watches, welcome. thank you for joining us. Arigato gozaimasu. So what I would say for anyone that does not know in Japanese, the kanji is a different type of form of their language where they use symbols to represent words interchangeably with romanticizing the word. So for the word love in kanji for the Japanese language, one of the things that came with learning the symbol was that the word love, aishiteru, is not used normally. Like it's a very unusual, not often used symbol because the Japanese people have said that it's such a special word. It's such a word that means so much in their culture that if you overuse it, then it loses its value. Oh, I was like, really? The Japanese people then got it before we got it in America, because that is one of the things, like love is a sales pitch in America. They use love to sell you shoes nowadays. They use love to sell you faucets and sinks and refrigerators nowadays. And I was just thinking about that in the way that the culture shift from the Japanese and American society. And I was like, that is dope. That is so different that they wouldn't even say that this symbol could be used normally, that it's a special usage only reserved for true, deep love. And so I'm thinking about that, and I'm just like, I don't even understand that. And it took me back to the scripture in Ephesians, and it says that to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. So to me, that's pretty self-explanatory. As much as we want to understand, as much as we want to embrace, oh, God, I know you love me, and, you know, I'm receiving it, everything like that. It says he told us we will never understand how much he loves us. We will never understand that there is this love and what he's referring to in his own language that we just can't even catch. Like we say it, but receiving it and knowing it, our brains don't even get there. They can't. We can't even train them to get there. There's no amount of church hours that you will put in. There's no amount of seminary school that you can dock it to be able to understand this love. And I was like, whoo, I am blown away, because for me, it's always a struggle because I have this performance-based challenge in my relationship with God, because I just want to be like the best at everything that I do, period. And he knows that about me, but I have to constantly put that down because it's not about reaching a particular level. It's about just submitting and asking him to take my obedience and do what he wants to do with it, what he created for it to be done with it. And that's whole. Oh my goodness, that's so hard for me. But it's like at this level of love that he shows us, it's like I have this thing that I just want to know. I just want to know it. I just want to understand it. I don't think I'm alone in that. Like, I just want to be like, okay, I get that. I need y'all to get on board because I got it, you know, that kind of stuff. But that's not love either. That's not demonstrating his love. And so the fact that he's already told us that he loves us, he gave his son for us. And I'm going to get back to that, because that also to me just took my mind to a different type of love too. But that he gave his son for us, and that what he demonstrates to us continually and has already demonstrated and will continue to demonstrate to us, we don't even know it. We won't even understand it. We can't. And it's like, all you can do is accept that. So I just want that, like, just marinate on that. That still hits me in a different way. Even though I've been studying the scripture for a while now, it's just like, I just think sometimes we just got to sit in one verse and just be like, whew, Holy Spirit, just give me what you want to give me to apply this to my life. So this one I had to give to y'all, because I'm over here like, I don't even know what to do with this. Okay. I know you love me. And as much as I can receive, I'm trying to receive it, Lord. That's all I can do is ask for your help with that. So I think just in that that same format, I just wanted to go back, because we talk about how when it comes to love, what does fear and love, and the correlation with that, like we were discussing in 2 Timothy. So this other scripture in 1 John 4, a very other popular scripture, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. So to me, I don't know if anybody else was like this, but I grew up and the first Bible scripture that I had to recite and memorize was John 3:16. Everybody knows that, but God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Everybody knows that, okay? I know that's the first one that you know. So for me, it was like, okay, yeah, I know this. All right, God, I know you're just repeating it. I got it. So then when I went back and the Holy Spirit was like, yeah, nah, you got to get some more out of this. I was like, okay, let's, you know, I'm open. What else is there here? John 3:16 all over again. But this is the thing that I want you to catch, right? Oh, this is how good the Lord has these like little mysteries and revelations, and every word he puts together is for a reason. So he was saying to me, it was like, we love him because he first loved us. So think about it like this, right? He demonstrated his love for us, we know, because he sacrificed his own son so that we could be in right standing with him through the intercession of Jesus at Passover. So we think about that. I just wanted to make that real for us really quickly. Is think about anybody that is a parent, right? And think about you walking up to a stranger on the street and taking your child and taking a spear to their side and saying to that stranger, I love you. So I've taken my son's life for you. Did I make that real for y'all? Who does that? Who? Anybody? I don't know about y'all, but I would have a problem doing that, okay? I would be like, something is wrong with that lady, okay? Somebody needs to go get her. Somebody need to call DFACS immediately. Call the ambulance. You need to call the asylum. There's nothing that, what is that about? What is going on? But this is, that is what happened. And he did it for not just one stranger on the street. He did it for all of us. Took the only child that he had and put a spear in his side and put it on display for everybody to see and said, all of y'all, I sacrificed my son for. I don't even know what to say with that one, guys. But that, to me, that love, that's where you don't understand it. That's where it is. That's that nugget the Holy Spirit has just dropped into your spirit just now, is that you don't even know what that feels like, because who would do that? None of us. So this is what I'm saying. You just got to get it. You just got to receive it. Receive it. That's all I'm asking you to do, is receive the love and know that it's what he did for us is how we should feel for each other. It doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter what political party you side with. It doesn't matter how your popularity ranking is on Facebook. It doesn't matter how many comments, how many likes, how many subscribers you have. He still loves you. All of you. All of us together. So, I hope that really just, you know, I hope that testifies. I actually, Holy Spirit is doing a work, I know. So I know that if it just be one, if it's only one that somebody's like, I am just in this place where we are just talking and it's not even my tongue right now. I just want y'all to understand that. So here we go. We're going to go into this because, you know, we don't miss an opportunity, because he may be working on you right now. He may be talking to you right now. And he may be saying that love that we have been discussing in the prayer point this evening on Midnight Prayer Watch is for you. It is for you. And all you got to do is receive it. All you got to do is repent that you are a sinner and you need him, because he did the unfathomable. He did the thing that you wouldn't do. And trust me, if you even saw something like that happen, you would lay down everything you had to follow that person that did it for you. So he's saying right now, y'all, that it's your time. You are here for a reason. You are listening. He left you here on this live. He's got you tuned in for a reason. And all you got to do is so simple. Just receive him right now. So if you are ready, just recite this prayer with me, y'all. Salvation prayer to start your relationship with him. Because he said, behold, I create you a new creature in Christ. And all things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. So recite this with me. We're going to say it together, y'all. God, I come to you asking for forgiveness. I confess that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, paying the penalty for my sins, and he was raised from the grave and is alive right now. I confess you as Lord over my life. Jesus, come into my heart and save me now. In your name I pray. Amen. Oh my goodness. Oh, I'm so excited for you. Yes, you I know is someone that the angels are rejoicing in heaven right now for. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Abba, so much that you have given them the crown of life right now. And you are getting ready to start your journey as a new creature. And I just want you to know that we are here to continue to support. We're here and we have additional resources and services. If you're like, okay, what's next? Because I'm on fire and I'm trying to spread everybody the love that God gave me. And he said it needs to go to everybody else. Hey, we've been talking about that. And then some on Midnight Prayer Watch. So stay connected with us, y'all. You can absolutely DM me on Facebook. You can send me instant messages. You can send me emails. Any which way you want to communicate, to either send your prayer requests, to connect with us. If you're looking and seeking additional resources, we have tons of resources. If you're looking for financial breakthrough, resource management, if you're looking for depression, anxiety, additional help with just starting your discipleship journey, just, you know, connect with us. And it is such an honor to be your humble host for another Midnight Prayer Watch Live. Y'all, just stay alert, okay? We are praying for the United States of America, and we are praying for the Lord to pour out his spirit like never before, because that's where our help comes from, okay? I'm loosing that right now in the name of Jesus, that whatever takes place, that it's still going to work out for God's glory and his good and all of us to prosper and have a future and a hope. So everybody stay up, stay alert, and stay washed in the word, y'all.